Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, Dagger here. LA, West Coast, all day. And you are on the dark side. But this right here is the darkest it's gonna get.
Don't do it!
There's too much shit going on.
Don't do it!
Built up and boiled over.
Don't do it!
Now I gotta let it go.
It's left in the trash.
I'm a blind man walking, every step I take is critical. There's no one else identical. Dagger's just too lyrical. I'm cynical, devious, with the bars of a genius. No, I don't got the biggest dick, but bitches loving my penis. If you had it, then I hope you happy. Dagger's gotta lock it down. I call you bitches sleepwalking.
What you mean?
They sleep around over here, over there. Let any nigga tap that. That's my only question.
Is it free?
Or do them niggas paying cash? That's for me, I'm sitting laugh. Bitches acting funny still. You can fucking party, but can't even pay a phone bill.
You for real?
What's the deal? Spending all your county money, acting mad when you the reason that your son or daughter hungry. You ain't getting nothing from me. Dagger doesn't need the drama. You can't be my girl if you some other niggas. Baby mama doesn't fit. Must have quit. Dagger doesn't fuck with it. That's just like buying luggage with some other niggas closing it. I know I talk a lot of shit. That's the way that Dagger feels. Other niggas like to lie.
Me?
Rather keep it real. I can clown a bitch for days in many ways. But here's the truth. You bitches give me ammo. They get mad when I decide to
hear me.
Better duck and cover.
Dagger's here.
I'm holding nothing back. I'm killing every gold digging, crazy stalking ghetto rat. I done played the fool before. Never will I play again. If you don't want me talking shit, then stop the shit you doing it. Got me laughing too. They claim they true but really fake. Got no respect, they love to hate. Scared to fight, barging tight. Gotta pay to get a date.
That ain't straight.
But you ain't either. Tell the truth. Let them know you just another undercover brother. So
I'm
staring at my testicles. You faggot, ain't no homos here. I will never
know.
I hate the Cleveland Cavaliers. These other niggas dropping checks and pay for every bitch they see. Y'all got it backwards, homie. Check the dagger. Look, they paying me. I ain't even pimping. They just like the way the dagger motor. Told you I'm a
Jedi.
Wave my hand, they hand it over. Niggas getting slower, slower. Broke, angry, never happy. Way too many little niggas born and raised without a daddy. So they join a gang, playing weed, work, carry heat. Now you a killer.
Shoot a nigga.
What he do?
Cross the street.
Sit deep, can't sleep. Niggas getting killed for nothing, but y'all never listen. If y'all did, then y'all would learn some. Consequences, repercussions, gotta choose a choice as well.
Nigga.
You can live, you can die, you can go to jail. Me, I know I'm gonna die at any time. That's how it is, so now the dagger's gonna live. Worry free, zero kids. If you got them,
your problem.
You don't want raw dog and hoes. Eating in these bitches, now she pregnant, and you know it's yours. Climb up out the pussy, bust a nut in any other place. Fat ass titties, put it down the throat on the face. But you rather leave it in, so now the dagger's gotta clap. Cause niggas getting bitches pregnant just so they can hang around. If you know you better let her, bitches do what bitches do. Thinking you the only one, you fucking other niggas too. No loyalty for anybody, everybody does it so. Glad I got my pieces, if I didn't, I would kill myself.
Because I laid my game down quite flat.
Game? What you know about the game, Granddad?
I know the game.
Taking women out to eat, giving them free meals? What part of the game is that? You taking her to Red Lobster with the cheddar biscuits. The fam ain't eating cheddar biscuits, but this random broad is eating cheddar biscuits.
I know the game. Your granddaddy knows the game.
Game recognize game, Granddad.
I recognize game. Your granddaddy recognize game.
Game recognize game, and you looking kind of unfamiliar right now. granddad. Can I help you, sir?
This your girl, Miss Tweety, and you're tuned in to West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights on Bang Out Radio with Daddy Dagger, LA's West Coast all day. So please play that slow shit for me, Dagger. I'm ready to get my hump on.
What's cracking, y'all? West Coast Wednesday's Hump Nights, the Dagger, LA, West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio. And yeah, we're here, we're back, another Wednesday, and a lot of things going on, a lot of things on my mind. Been kind of depressed lately, but I guess we got about 2 hours to get into that, so let me do what I always do, as always, at the start of the show. Shout out the boss lady herself, Topaz DeShay. Without her, there is no Bang Out Radio, you know, no West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, no Slap Sundays, no award shows. I mean, there's a lot of things going to be going on. No XMB models. Ah, shit, Topaz, if you name it, she's probably doing it, all right? So make sure if you ain't hollering at her on some networking type shit or whatever, make sure you get over there and holler at her, all right? The boss lady's doing big things. Also want to shout out all independent artists, anybody who's ever sent me your music. Like I said, I got y'all in rotation. Y'all know who you are. Folks to y'all constantly, no homo. you know, keep doing what y'all doing. Without y'all either, I wouldn't have no music to play. You know, and ain't nobody going to listen to me play my shit all the time. So thanks, because I don't listen to the radio. I don't listen to none of that other shit going on right now, because a lot of that shit is garbage. So make sure you send me y'all top shit, because if it's on this show, if it's on our Sunday show, then you know what I mean. Then it's some shit that worthy of getting knocked, because Dagger don't just play anything. I don't get down like that. All right. And I also want to thank just anybody that's out there listening. You know, anybody that tunes into the show just to hear what I may say, or hear my thoughts about things, or my viewpoint on certain things, or to share y'all thoughts. Anybody that does that, thank y'all too, because, like I said, I know, number one, I'm a hard person to listen to, and I know I have some weird, crazy, probably all kind of psycho thoughts, or y'all probably think I'm just some kind of weird, crazy-ass type nigga, and yeah, a little bit I am. It's okay. I mean, I know my faults, but at the same time, I hope y'all understand I make sense, and I try to make sense at least, and I mean well. That's my number one goal, is I mean well. It may be harsh, maybe whatever you may think it is, and yeah, but my heart is in the right place, okay? What little heart I have left, it's in the right place. So so thank you. But, yes, this is West Coast Wednesdays. This is Hump Nights. I hope everybody's, you know, we only got 2 more days to the weekend. I hope everybody's first 2 days of the week, you know, wasn't that bad. It's been a rough week already for me. It's been a long day today. And like I said, I'm just in a depressed mode today, y'all, a little bit. So I'm not even going to lie to y'all, but I'm not going to try to bring the whole show down. But I do got some things we're going to talk about and discuss. But right now I need to hear something. Let's see, what are we going to do? Because all I got on new music for West Coast Wednesday. Yeah, remember, if you ever want to send in your music to me to get put in rotation, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. Hit me on that for basically anything. You want to set up interviews. You know, managers, you want to set up interviews for your artists, hit me up yourselves. That's where I get all music, MP3 format. Make sure it is in MP3 format. It's the easiest thing for me to use. And also, you know, Dagger's Beauty of the Week, future models, if you guys want to get over here and, you know, get your interview on and everything, I can set that up too. Same email, make it happen. And if you want to call into the show, 661-621-7559, you can either just chill in the queue, or you can press one and holler at me, all right? So, like I said, we just really relaxed today, so I'm going to kick back, relax with my music tonight, too. So we're going to start off with Charlie, Not Whole. Can we do this? Is it going to work? Yeah, let's go.
Bodies burning. Have you ever had your first love that made you feel above everything else in the world? Yeah, it made you feel so loved, welcome in and warm, always kept your head up high. Think I found the one, let me tell you how I feel inside.
I get butterflies when you go by. Funny how it brightens my day. And every single time we kick it, I smile. You make everything okay. Feeling that it's coming by me. I can seem to find another way. Got me going crazy like a bitch. I can't ever get you on my bed.
First I'm turning up the radio.
Something that you can't imagine living life without.
I get butterflies when you go by. Funny how it brightens my day. And every single time we kick it out of smile, you make everything okay. So feeling that I'm feeling right here. I can't seem to find it nowhere. Got me going crazy like a devil. I can't ever get you on my system.
Back to the house and we all get beat that thing up by the bus getting got nothing.
shit and she eating it. If I get me, then I'm good, then I'm out. I'm digging it out, can't figure it out. For the sleep, I think I bust three in a new shit going by the way I was in it. Knocking on the door, I'll be done in a minute. Thought I'll finish, I was right back in it. Answer the question, can I play in it?
So baby, can I play a minute? I'm a
do is talk about spiritual blessings and stuff. We're never gonna score here.
Yeah, my hands hurt.
Cornholio, Prophet Butthead.
Tomorrow we will engage in the great conception.
The great what?
Contraption, what?
Yes, tonight the vessels must prepare themselves to receive your essence.
Yeah.
There will be a...
Well, the essence must the vessels and the blue. Let's get out of here, Beavis.
Perhaps it's good that they rest up for tomorrow.
Yes. It is very good that the beloved and Prophet Butthead are so young. They must have great energy to make love to us all tomorrow.
This place sucks.
Make sure you tune in each and every hump day to West Coast Wednesdays with The Dagger as he showcases the top indie artists from around the world each and every week from 9 to 11 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
That's right. Shouts out to Summer Azul. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, The Dagger, L.A., West Coast All Day, Bang Out Radio. And yes, remember, if you want to tune in and get in on the conversation and just hang out, 661-621-7559. You want to get a man at the email, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. And we are back with chilling. Like I said, y'all, I'm just in a down mode today. I just don't know. And this is how I know I'm already fucked up. Like I said, it's the showtime. I ain't got no weed, no drink. You know, that's two strikes already. So, I mean, I smoked before I came in here, you know, before I came into the studio and everything, but at the same time, I'm supposed to have something while I'm here chilling with y'all, so I already feel out of place with that. What else, man? You ever been in that point where you just can't turn your brain off, you know, like you're thinking about so much and so many different, you know, and it's not even one thing, it's just so many different things all at one time, and you just can't, you know, you can't focus on either one, and then you get frustrated with that too because you need to focus so you can get shit done. But hold on, straight off the go to the phone lines real quick. I already know what this is. Let's see. Hold on, is it gonna work? Come on, you can do it. See what I mean? Shit like this. This is the shit I be talking about. And then every show I'd be like, you know what, I gotta get some new equipment and shit. And I do, it's the truth, but I mean, what the fuck? By this time I should have got some by now, but oh man, but my bad, Fall, man. I'm trying to bring you in, man. We're gonna try to get it good in a second, hopefully. But like I was saying, in the meantime, it's just a lot of shit rattling around in my head right now, and I don't know which way to go. Like we can look at family. Let's look at family first, right? Now, I talk shit about my dad. I love my dad to death. Y'all know that. Like I said, but you know, he's an asshole. But I'm also starting to realize, you know, what the type of shit he be trying to tell me, because I honestly believe and I know that he just wants the best for me. You know, he wants to see me do better. He doesn't want to see me do wrong. He doesn't want to see me fuck up. He doesn't want to see me fall. He doesn't want to see me, you know, he doesn't want to see me hurt in any kind of way. So I can understand that. And that's the cold part, because I see that I'm fucking up in a lot of different ways. I can recognize that and I can understand that. Now, I'm doing a lot of things, but I'm fucking up a lot too. And if I stopped doing certain things, I wouldn't be fucking up. But at the same time, if I stopped doing certain shit, I'm going to be probably just a really bored, you know, I wouldn't be me. It's not that I'm a fuck up or I like fucking up, but I mean, like I've always said, I put myself in situations that can lead to fucking me up, you know, and that's a cold part. Like, y'all know what happened with my cousin, or if you followed the show, you know, I rented out a car for him. Let's just say shit got fucked over, and by the time the car got back, because, you know, it was in my name, he couldn't do anything with it. You know, I'm like $1,100 in the hole, and ain't seen none of it back, and had to put it all back myself. You know, that's the cold part, but at the same time, it's just funny because I ain't talked to him in months, right? He recently hits me up. You know, he has a new phone number and everything. He didn't call me. He texted me like, yo, cousin, this is my new number. Okay, for sure. Finally, you know, you're alive, my nigga. Okay, good to know you're breathing. And and then, you know, he adds in there, you're like, I know I'm going to throw you some change when I can. I'm like, okay. But, you know, I tell him, and I'm honest with this, you know, it ain't even about the money, man. We better than that. You should have, you know, we first cousins, my nigga. We running around in diapers together, my nigga. You hit me up. It ain't about that, nigga. What the fuck? You know, months and months, months, you ain't hit a nigga up on just whatever because of that. And then it's just funny because then I try to get him some money. You know, he's trying to do some things. I was going to try to have him help me make a quick $200 to do a few things for me. And it didn't pan out or whatever. But the whole time when it was about to try to do something to pan out, oh, I got him on the phone. You know, he texted me back. You know, we was going back and forth. Everything was all good, you know. But as soon as it kind of fell through, then it kind of went back to the same situation. Missed my parties. You know, he didn't come out for my birthday and everything. And, you know, I'm not trying to watch. Because, like I said, I love my cousin. I know he probably has some shit going on. He's probably got a lot of shit going on. But any other time, you know, he would holler at me. But then today would kind of piss me off. This is what I be talking about. This motherfucker would have me, you know, as a friend on Facebook. You know, he accepted my friend's request today on Facebook. Like, I don't, but you can't call me and hit me up. And I'm always saying this, and I'll say this to his face. And, you know, if I ever, you know, like I said, that's family. I'll talk to him like I'm saying this right now. So I'm not trying to talk behind his back or anything, but it's just like, what the fuck, really? And that's just one thing. There's a lot of shit going on in my fucking head right now. I mean, I got girls coming out the woodwork, you know. Not like I'm trying to blow up my spot, like I just got to pop it like that, but I'm talking like there were females that I messed with in maybe my early years, you know, maybe grew some kind of feelings for it, you know, did certain things with, hell, you know. But basically, long story short, it wound up being, you know, fuck you, fuck what you got going on, I'm not fucking with you no more, I'm going to go do this, you know. And then go do whatever they're doing, and then now it's like, oh, I miss you, you know, my feel. You know, I should have never went against the feelings I had for you. I should have, you know, this. And I'm like, I don't, this shit perplexes me. So that's what we're going to talk about next, because I hope somebody talks to me about this. If you want to call in and give me some kind of advice on something or whatever, you need to talk to your boy, because, like I said, I don't know what's going on. I'm trying to figure it out. But in the meantime, like I said, we maxing and relaxing tonight. Trying to stay calm, trying to stay cool, trying to stay collected, and trying not to just wild out, because y'all know how crazy that can be for me. So we're going to do it like this, my nigga. Levi Kev, Young Joe, let's go.
Ready? Rolling tape.
The world famous.
Okay, we can shoot a movie, boo. Backseat shots all night like a movie crew. I'm on my grown man, but it don't take much. I wanna see you back it up like a freight truck. That's my love. I got a bad girl. Hold your camera shot like my last girl. But you can put a stunt double in with your twin. Double the pleasure, double the fun like some government. Come, and she yellow like a banana though. Talking about the skin, but her booty shit like a cantaloupe. Jump rope, I'm going in. Life's camera, action.
I know your camera shy, but I really wanna make a movie.
Tonight gonna be something different. Pose for the camera, flash, zoom for the distance. Go girl,
go girl,
I see it. Pop it, she a certified diva. I got a 70, this tripod ready. All you gotta do is hold steady. And if you let me, I will play.
Roleplay,
beat it up, cute, call it OJ.
OJ.
Girl, I know what you like. So we gonna do it all night.
I just hope that you ain't camera shy.
I know you're camera shy.
I'm saying, and we can go from the whip to the telly. Cause I'm just trying to see below your belly. If you let me, don't sweat me. Cause I don't like that. If I hit it first night, I don't wipe that.
Make a move.
You wanna be the actress? Need you, my room in the mattress. And the camera, can't forget it. Kim K, Ray J, if you with it. And I know you're ready for whatever. Especially if I throw a little cheddar. Go.
I know your camera shy, but I really wanna make a movie.
DJ Star on twitter.com/ The Real DJ Star.
Thank you.
To the hottest music coast to coast with your boy, The Dagger, on Bangal Radio. Let's get it.
Yes, sir. We back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights, The Dagger, LA, West Coast all day. And, yeah, again, if you want to call in, 661-621-7559, chill in the queue, or just press 1 to holler at me. If you're just tuning in, like I said, y'all, it's just a depressing night for your boy tonight. Like I said, there's a lot of shit going on. And like I said, I was talking about family issues. Now, what I want to talk about at least is what I'm starting to realize about myself. When I go back and I look at things that I've been through and I look at the things I've done and look at the people that I've dealt with, I'm starting to realize that maybe it is me. You know, a lot of times, you know, I'm always told that, or I've always thought that, you know, I'm not perfect. I understand that. I know that. But I strive to try to do the right thing in most situations. you know, but this is reality. You know, I'm a realist at the same time. I'm an optimist and I'm a realist, which is kind of like an oxymoron because those two things don't go together. Because in order to be an optimist, you have to hope. You know, you have to have hope. You have to believe that everything's gonna be okay. You have to have that feeling that, you know, everything's gonna be all right. You know, you always gotta look for that silver lining in the cloud or some shit, right? Those are optimists. Now I am like that on certain cases, but at the same time I'm a realist. And to be a realist, you just look at what's in front of you. You look at what people show you. You look at what people say, how they act, and what they have going on. And you look at that, and you just deal with that. No silver lining. No hopes. No dreams. Just everyday life. You know, day to day. This is what's going on. This is what's cracking. And in order to be a realist, you have to remove most emotion from that, because emotion is what leads to hopes and dreams and optimism. Now, like I say, I'm an optimist realist, and I don't even think that makes fucking sense. But I'm going to try to make it make sense, but it doesn't. Like, keep in mind, like, I'm an optimist, right? The optimist side, let's go with relationships, right? I do want the white picket fence shit. You know what I mean? I want to get married. I want to have a family, you know. But there are certain things I want with that. You know, I don't want a stay-at-home wife. I want my wife to have a fucking job. You know, we both need to be making bank. Because, you know, the better you working together to do some shit, the more you can provide. I don't want to have to hurt or long for anything. And if you got a girl that's willing to do that with you, then for sure, you can get the two-car garage house. You know, the patio outside that overlooks some shit. You know, you can do some shit like that. You know, I want that. I don't want to have the dope-ass patio pad, but I will. That's the real, you know, part of it, you know, if you want to be real. Because when it comes to a family thing, or at least for me, you know, I'm not going to do that unless those certain things are met. But on the reality side of it is that those things may never get met. So it's like, why am I thinking, why do I want that? Why do I put myself through that hope that may happen? Like, and then just relationships, just with girls when it comes to me. Maybe it's just me. It seems like any girl that actually sticks around long enough to actually, like, have some kind of emotion or feelings for me, it usually goes like, if they meet me, or, you know, they hear about me, talk to me or whatever, then they meet me, they see I'm a good person, I'm not like these other niggas, I'm not about that bullshit, I'm not about that drama, you know, I know how to have a good time, I know how to party, I know how to do what it do, you know. They see that, they enjoy, they have fun, and then, you know, then they love me, and then they hate me, and then they don't want to fuck with me. This has happened a few times to me. So like I said, I'm really starting to think it's really me. But the only thing that I can see where it's me is because, which I can respect too, is that I don't really show my emotions. I don't really put them out there like that. I really don't. I really keep them to myself. I'm kind of quiet about when it comes to that. I'm more the type where it's like, if you have something to ask me, you ask me and I'll tell you the truth. Point blank, period. Especially now. Back in the day, maybe a little different, but now, yeah, now I don't got time. I really don't. No more. Don't got no more time to waste. But that's the cold part in this, but it's because the only reason I'm not like that is because, for one, like I said, I used to be the good guy, the over nice guy and everything like that. Wear my emotions on the sleeve, you know, let everybody know what's going on with me, this, that. And every time it came around to bite me in the ass. The nice guy doesn't win, at least not in my situation. He doesn't. So I take my time. That's what I do. But at the same time, while I'm taking my time, I feel that my actions prove to how I feel about you, prove to how I'm going to get along with you, prove to how I would feel about you. I feel that I shouldn't have to say anything because my actions show where my feelings are. Because anybody that knows me knows I'm an asshole first, especially, like I said, again, especially now, I'm an asshole first. So if I'm being nice to you, there's a fucking reason for that. The only time I'm not, the only, you know what I mean? Like, I want to be an asshole person. Like I said, the good guy is gone. I got to be nice at work. These are people I work with. And even sometimes I'm an asshole at work. They have to be pressing your boy sometimes, too. It's cool like that because that's us. You know, we got that's work. That's how we get down. But outside of work, once I leave work, shit. I'm upset. And like I said, there's a lot of reasons, not just one. And the people always tell me all the time, you need to, you know, I'm happy about, like I said, I'm happy I got a job, okay, but I worked hard to get my job and I'm working hard to keep it, so I deserve that. You know, I don't have to be happy about that because I deserve that because I did what I had to do to get it and I'm doing what I got to do to keep it. So, like I said, same thing with my car, same thing with my health. You know, I'm happy I got my health and everything, but it's because I go to the fucking doctor. I get checkups. It's people that don't be doing that shit that wind up, you know, something wrong with them. I know what's going on with me. You know, it's like, so I'm happy I'm breathing. You know, I'm happy I'm still alive. Yes, why? Because I avoid dumb situations. I know how to recognize shit and see that this might be a problem and steer away from it. And it's not like a nigga ain't been shot at or things like that. It's like a nigga been through some shit. So there have been some luck in my life. I'm not trying to say, you know, that I'm just holier than thou and everything. But at the same time, there's a lot of things I did that I just recognized. It was because of me that I did that. And I also put myself in a lot of situations. And I always put other people before myself. And you know why I think that is? Because I just really think I do at this point have a blatant disregard for myself. And that's really, I think, what the bottom line is. Because I can see pain coming, and it's like, okay, whatever. I'll just ride it out till it gets here. I've been like that all my life. Like when I used to live with my parents and everything, and, you know, going out, you know, high school and everything, going out partying, doing all that shit, but, you know, nigga had to be in the house at a certain time, this, that, blah, blah, whatever. And I would just push the issue, be gone for like 3 days, 4 days, call me on the phone, you know, ignoring the call. Because I knew I was in trouble, but at the same time, I knew I could go home. So I'm just going to put this off until I have to deal with it because I know it's coming. But whatever. Like I said, I got practice at this. But at the same time, what am I doing to myself? I mean, like I said, they say everybody deserves happiness. At this point, it's like, I don't think I do. And I'm cool with that. That's the sad part about it. It's like, I'm cool. Like, I got shit that I need. I smoke, I drink, I can party when I want to. Like I said, I got a job, got a car. I mean, maybe I don't need happiness. I can just be content. Maybe everybody else around me will be happy. That's my main thing. That's when I have the most fun or enjoy myself the most is when I see other people, especially people I care about, friends, you know, things like that. When I see them enjoying themselves and me being a part of that, that's what I enjoy. But you also got to realize in that it's crazy because, like I said, you're always putting somebody ahead of yourself. I'm hiding behind their happiness, not my own. But, yeah. Like I said, y'all, don't mind me. Like I said, I'm not trying to get no sympathy or anything like that. I'm just talking to y'all and sharing my thoughts. Because like I said, there's a lot of things going on. So we're going to get back into some music. My nigga Ashton Martin featuring D-Ray. Hold me down. Like I said, we maxing, we laxing, we super chill. So I at least hope you got your drink or something or whatever so you are cool because I'm really missing all that right now. But we'll be right back, y'all. West Coast Wednesdays, Club Night, The Dagger. Concurrent, and I'm ready for whatever. Consignment to your labor.
passion. Can't nobody do it better, cause I'm hotter than the ashes right after the smoke settle. In my prime on the grind, futuristic stargazing. What they mean, that the crazes, innovative brow raising, ain't it?
When I strip my wings, I'm a fly.
You already know what the fuck this is.
body in my rear view. And she moving in slow motion. And she moving in slow. Very slow motion. I'm all over her body like lotion. Victoria's Secret love potion to be a gal. She don't need no hair on her just to get her body waxed. I vision you up and down like Supreme Scream. I'm trying to make your body sticky like some Krispy Kreme. I know I'm nasty, that's cause I'm a Capricorn. And I'd rather see you butt naked with no shawty in my rear view. And she moving in slow motion. And she moving in slow. The shawty in my rear view, and she moving in slow motion, and she moving in slow.
Thank you. allowing you to keep 10%, and I'm allowing you to keep drawing breath on this earth. Now, you either get down or you lay down. What's it gonna be, sunshine?
This wasn't no movie. The smart thing was to say yes, get up, and leave the room. But then I thought to myself, what if this was a movie? Look, fuck you, fuck the plane you flew in on, fuck them shoes, fuck the socks with the bell on it, fuck your gay-ass fairy faggot accent, fuck them cheap-ass cigars, fuck your yuck-mouth teeth, fuck your hairpiece, fuck your chocolate, fuck Guy Ritchie, fuck Prince William, fuck the Queen. This is America. My president is black and my Lambo is blue, nigga. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room. And if I see you in the street, I'm slapping the shit out of you.
Take off.
I'm going back to Cali. I'm going back to Vegas. Girl going crazy. Dope game piping. Splash Martin. I'm talking about cooling out, man. West side, West
Take
Coast.
Out.
Bang out radio.
Oh, shit, my bad, y'all. I'm over here talking this shit to myself, but yeah, you gotta, if you just missed the first little bit of this what I was about to start talking about, you gotta go back and watch the videos on YouTube, load it up soon, since I am loading up videos now, but anyway, as I was saying, what was I saying? When it comes to, damn, I really did lose my train of thought real quick. What was I talking about? This is why I need to be, it's crazy, but, No. Oh, yeah, I remember. It's the truth, okay? And what I was saying was that people don't want the truth from me. And I don't, I'm going to say it again just to make sure we clarify. I'm not saying my truth is the absolute truth. I'm not saying you have to believe the things that I say. The things that I base my opinions on and the things that I speak on are things I've either seen or I have experienced personally myself. So that's what I'm speaking on. So, and then when I'm dealing with people I associate with people, especially when I deal with people on a regular basis, because there are some people, there's some people you deal with, once a month or whatever, or something like that, and there's some people you deal with on a daily basis. So, and I'm talking about people I deal with, majority of my time and I spend time with, because these are the people that I come to know. And it's funny because people don't think I pay attention more than I do. And that's why I don't say anything, because you realize if you don't say anything and you let people operate, then how they truly feel always comes to show for itself. I've never been the type to tell somebody what to do. Who am I to tell anybody what to do? I don't have no kids. Anybody I deal with is grown. And if there are some kids around me, if it's not my family's kids, then I don't tell people what to do. I don't tell other people's kids what to do. I try not to, but I don't. I'm not no authority figure. But in a lot of situations, it's like people want me to tell them what to do. I can't run other people's lives. I don't want to run other people's lives. I have a hard enough time running my own shit. Like, don't get it twisted. Your boy Dagger put up a good front, but it takes a lot to try to even keep this up right now. And I'm not fronting as in, I'm lying to y'all or anything like that. Just front, everything as good as it is, and it's really not. You know, deep down, the truth behind the story, you know, behind Dagger's story. But we ain't going there yet. But it's crazy when I think about it, because the shit that I be wanting to say, I'm not going to say. Because nobody would hear that shit. I barely get away with the shit I say on this show. And I still have issues behind this show with things that I say on the show. And let me tell you guys, I'm holding back still even on this show. I don't want to. I think my show would be even more cracking if I just really didn't give a fuck about nothing. I think it would be really just dumb cracking. Like, honestly, I think it would. But that's not the type of person that I am. And that's the crucial part. See, this is my paradox, is that I see how other people operate. I know people that do some crazy shit. Like, I know niggas that, you know, beat the shit out of girls over some of the smallest things, or even some of the major ones. I know people that get in actual fist fights. I know girls that pull knives on dudes. I know girls that'll kill other girls over a guy that ain't even theirs. Oh my fucking God, I've just seen so much in fucking 30 years that nothing surprises me. Nothing. And I started doing shit at such an early age that when I got involved in, like I said, my parents tried to keep me as sheltered as possible. That's where the good guy came from, because, you know, all I really knew was my parents and going off of what they said. And if you be nice, and if you do this, and if you do that, things will work out for you, and da-da-da, this, that, and everything. Nah. Nope. Lie. Nah. Let me not be all the way bad. I mean, that's what they instilled in me. So that's why it's so hard for me to not be the person, the real true asshole that I want to be. Because I do have those morals, you know, instilled in me. You know, I don't want to cause issues. I don't want to cause drama. I don't want to cause pain. I don't want to do any of that. But at the same time, it's like, if you don't, then you just get ran over. Because the people that's out there hurting other people and, you know, doing what the fuck they want to do and not caring about anybody else are having the most fun. So why can't I have fun too? There's the dilemma. Because I don't be wanting to do that shit. I don't got time, you know. All this shit that I feel that I could do outside of not having thousands and thousands of millions of dollars to just blow on just random shit, I done already. Like I said, maybe I burned myself out. Maybe that's my fault. Because, I don't get excited about a lot of things. I get excited about a few things. I mean, it just depends on the person, the situation, what's popping. I'll get excited. But I don't like getting excited because I'm so used to being, you know, to being let down. What's the point of getting excited when 9 times out of 10 is gonna falter? What's the point of even getting involved in something when you know it's not gonna last? See, this is the realism talking. See, the optimist is like, well, you gotta be in it to win it. That's why people gamble. That's why y'all play the lottery. Because it's that feeling that, you know what, this just may work. You know, this just may, you know, be a good thing. I know what that feeling feels like. Trust me. But then what happens when your numbers don't come up? You know, what happens when you strike out? What happens, you know, when you bet on black and it goes red? What about that feeling? And there's your dilemma, because There it is. If you're a realist, you don't even go into those situations. See, I don't gamble. Not with my money. Because I need that. You know, I got shit I got to do. I got shit I got to pay for. I got things I got to keep moving. I got a lot of shit I got to do. I need that money. And that's what it's for. It's not, like I said, I need money because the things that I want need money. You know what I mean? It's not really me. You know, I'm cool. I don't need that much. I don't require that much. I'm very simple. But, you know, to have a car, you got to have money. you know, to do certain things, to have clothes, you got to have money. To have food, you got to have money. You got to have a house, you got to have money. That's why I got money. That's why I want money. You know, and I smoke. Smoking keeps a nigga real calm, keeps me real, you know, trying to balance out over shit and everything. And I need to stop smoking cigarettes. I'm smoking way too many of them motherfuckers lately, way too many. But I got problems. I'm finding excuses to go to take breaks at work and smoke. And then I'm not even smoking, like, just one type of cigarette. I'm smoking any damn cigarette I can get. Can I get a cigarette? Newports, Slims, Benson and Hedges, Boros, Marlboro Red, Marlboro Menthol. You know what I mean? Like, whatever. Hey, you got a cigarette? Whatever you got. Let me get that. Parliament. I need to stop that shit. See what I mean? This is back to what I was talking about earlier. I just feel like maybe I don't have any disregard for myself. But why should I? I mean, at this point, it's like everybody else is happy with me or, you know, in some shape, way, or form. But at the same time, they still doing what the fuck they want to do, which is fine. Everybody should be out for themselves. But it's crucial because it feels like if I turned out to be that person that was only out for themselves and really didn't care about anything else going on, I feel like maybe a lot of other people should have shut down because, like I said, I got my hands in a lot of shit. And like I said, I'm not trying to say that to blow myself up or anything. It just is what it is. Now, if I chose to be like, you know, fuck all y'all, and really if I care, I mean, there's going to be some backlash. But then it's like they say, it always gets worse before it gets better. But, you know, sometimes you got to take a stand. But I don't, me personally, I'd rather just, like, whatever. Like, I'm real, I guess that's another problem for me. I'm real passive. That goes back to what I said earlier. I mean, everybody's fucking grown. Everybody's going to do what they want to do. That's the bottom line. And that's the cold part because I'm the only one that doesn't seem to get to do what he wants to do. You know, I'm doing what I can. I'm doing what I need to do. I'm doing what I can, but I don't really get to do what I want to do. But like I said, life is about wants and needs. And right now, as long as my needs are getting done, then the wants are just whatever. Maybe, but it fucking sucks not getting what you want, especially when you see people around you getting what they want. And then also when you know, and when you help people get what they want. Like I said, I'm not trying to make it a bad thing to be helpful to others or to, you know, put your neck out there for somebody that you care about or to put yourself, well, technically in harm for those that you care about. I'm not telling you not to do that. But what I am saying is that if you do that, you do have to be prepared for what may happen. And if you can't accept what's going to happen, don't even get into it. All right? Because it's not even fucking worth it. It really isn't. And I keep telling y'all, I want y'all to be better than me. That's my slogan. Outside of L.A. West Coast all day, be better than the Dagger. Make better decisions than I've made and that I'm probably going to continue to make. Because like I said, I just have no disregard for myself. So if I'm telling you, if I'm talking to y'all, I want y'all to probably do the opposite of what I be doing, or like I said, just take an extra step or something, because for y'all, I know there are people out there that are happy. So be happy. If you're happy where you're at, if you're happy doing what you're doing, like I said, just fuck what everybody else going on. Even me. Fuck me. Not like that, but fuck it. Be happy. But be careful. Be careful because, man, like I said, maybe it's just me, but if in every situation where I thought things were going to be happy, where I was happy, where I could be happy, it never panned out, which is why I think I'm just not meant to be happy. I'm just meant to be one of those people that's just not meant to be happy, which is okay, because like I said, I can still pretend like I'm happy. I can still get drunk and still just, but, you know, that true happiness, we all know what that is. Everybody's felt it maybe at some point in their life. And if you have it, that's even worse, because it is something a nigga should feel at least once. But like I said, if you're not prepared for the other side of it, then it's not funny. So. So I'm sorry, y'all. Like I said, we're going to get back into some music. We'll get into Dagger's Double Play real quick. And, yeah, we're going to do it just like this.
Welcome out tonight, y'all.
Uh-oh.
We got the Dagger.
Yeah. Yes.
And also tonight.
Uh-oh.
Making his 2009
Uh-oh.
Debut.
Ah, shit.
We got Sexy with Chocolate out here tonight in the band.
Sexy with Chocolate in the house.
Ha, ha. Yo. About to let y'all
Ooh.
Bitches have it.
Ooh.
Here we go.
Ooh.
Now normally this ain't my style, no. Feeling kinda suckerish, but fuck it, I'm the dagger, what I feel, I make it public. Everybody listen while I put these women in their place, a lot of y'all is gonna hate, so back it up and give me space. First I talk about you bougie bitches that be showing out, think you too cute to get a nigga's fist up in your mouth. I haven't done it, but best believe I've seen it happen, man, I don't agree with hitting women. But I understand, some of y'all don't ever quit until the nigga butt your lips. Now you wanna call the cops, you bitches on that bullshit. Look at how you screaming, cussing, you the one that go to church. And yeah, I hit you in the eye, look out my eye, you see me as a baby boy, dagger, he's a grown man. Bitches try to game me up, I hit him with a better round. I'ma keep my money, cause your mom and daddy made you rich. And if they were to pass away today, you wouldn't have
shit. And I could never love you, no. I couldn't kiss a hug.
No,
and I won't give you anything
no.
that you need
no.
except no. my erection.
We I
got
kissing, I don't give a fuck.
There is no trust between you
sing
and me.
No.
Now what about these baby making bitches that ain't never happy?
Yeah.
Raw dog and every nigga still don't know her baby
yeah.
daddy. Member of a broken family, now you wanna have me run. A single mom, a lot of kids, a daddy who I never hold.
Yeah.
Caught up in a cycle and you still don't wanna break
Look
it. Couldn't keep a nigga, so you settle for a county
Look
check. Now you wanna blame the kids cause you chose the wrong
Look
life. Real niggas never turn you hoes into a housewife. Now you out every night, baby at your mama's crib. But you ain't got no mama, just be fucking
what
right in front of kids. Yeah,
going?
The dagger's pro-choice, death is an option or adoption. You don't do it though, cause people is watching. Bitch,
yes.
it's all self-esteem. Maybe you should get you some.
Listen.
A single mom can run a house too, because I've seen it done.
Man.
But it takes a lot of work and bitches be some lazy hoes. That's why your son is selling drugs
and
daughter's
I could
coming out
never
of
love you. I couldn't kiss a hug.
I
won't give you anything that you need.
What
except for my erection.
What else?
We got to use protection.
Why?
There is no trust
Hell
no. between you.
Nope.
No.
What about these prostitutes doing anything for love?
Yeah.
Letting any nigga in they pussy mouth the dude shoot.
Cool.
High heels for the track, you pay the price, you hitting that. Running laps and touching more balls than
Get
a
back
quarterback. Didn't finish school, so you chose to make the fast cash.
A bitch gotta eat, right?
Hit the streets, sell your
Go
ass.
Ahead.
All I see is trash, but to them you a treasure.
Ew.
Been a hundred just a fuck, who me?
Nah,
not never.
Not me.
Yeah, you got a lot of
yep.
ass, and yeah, I'm loving what I see,
yep.
but I ain't paying you. It's either free or else you paying
me.
Let them other niggas pay you money just to take it down. You got the perfect
Look.
Occupation, all you do is lay. Around. I respect your hustle, bitch, but a hoe.
Hell no.
Get up off the track at least and go and do a video. Them hoes get a worse for going dummy
Stupid
over dick and give your money to a pimp. Dead broke, dumb.
Educated
left and right, getting raped here and there, and then you got kidnapped. They couldn't find you anywhere.
You
that's all you know, you ain't got nothing to offer except some head and ass and trips.
And I could
die.
Never love you. I couldn't kiss or hug you, and I won't give you anything that you need. Except for my erection, we got to use protection.
That's right.
There is no trust between you and me.
Nah, no trust.
No.
Yeah,
ooh,
that's the dagger
yeah.
signing off, y'all. Let these bitches know about themselves, you know what I mean? Good looking out, Sexy with Chocolate. You know what I mean? 2009 debut.
You
that's how I work out and how I go. Dagger, Westside, LA, all day. I know a lot of y'all bitches gonna be mad at this track. It's okay. You know it's the truth. But everybody don't like the
and
truth. That's all, that's all I live in is the truth.
Ooh.
Yeah, I'm burnt. Now, let me start off by saying
what?
I want y'all to pick the dagger on some sucker shit.
Nope.
Don't
think
get
that.
This shit twisted. Cause I'm still a G.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I'm just doing this so y'all can flip over any beat.
I just gotta prove a point.
You know,
anything,
I always gotta prove a point.
Yeah, you know I mean,
and I gotta let these women know
like
too.
Yo.
You know why?
Yo,
I'm a G till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
Why?
I'm too motherfucking fly.
Huh?
I'm too
yeah.
motherfucking fly. I'm a G.
He's a G
till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
Why?
I'm too
uh-huh.
motherfucking fly.
Yo.
I'm
too. Motherfucking block. Now I'm a grown man, 26, but also a nigga. I tried to stay away from triggers, but I couldn't, go figure. They come and make it figures, girl. It's a part of my hustle. Go and tussle with a sucker if you can or muscle. You making me chuckle. Cause you mad, you think that I'm supposed to be. About to have me press my hair and pick me toes. I'm sugar free. A lot has just been done to me. Conceal my emotion. Every time I let it out, it's like a fucking explosion. So I let it go, suck it in, and bury it deep. And now I'm running out of room. I think I'm starting to leak. So you don't need to speak on every hour all through the week. And if I'm getting everything I want, then why would I cheat? And if I do, why you wanna know? You my girl, she a hoe. I never bring my trash home. You wanna go and get it though. Leave it in the street for someone else to get up. I lie to you, tell them the truth. But baby boy is growing up a G. To the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry. Cause I'm too motherfucking fly. Cause I'm two motherfuckers fly. I'm a G.
He's a G.
To the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry. Why I'm two motherfucking fly. Cause I'm motherfucking fire. Now I don't try to come off me. I really hate when you cry, but I be doing what I gotta do to stay this fly. Gave these bitches for their bank accounts and ATM codes, so I got weak ass drinking thistles out on the road. I'm in player mode, didn't learn, was born with the talent. Thought I didn't have it, got Neo to follow the rabbit. So now I'm watching over him from here to infinity. But we don't fuck with Trinity, we act like with activity. We blowing up like chemistry class, and my bank is closed, bitch, you better get off my glass. I got the ball now, bitch, you got a foul to grade one. That fucking makes 68, but you can keep the air one. You ain't follow that, so listen here. I ain't need spit, I'm saving room for my main course. You decided, and I ain't in the mood. Bitch, nope. I'm looking for some better food. Cause I'm a G, and not just anything can make my mouth drool. I'm a G, till the day I die. And ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry. Cause I'm too
what?
Motherfucking fly. Cause I'm
what?
Too motherfucking fly. I'm a G,
he's a G,
till the day I die. And ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry. Cause I'm too motherfucking fly.
What?
I'm too motherfucking fly. I saw the game, he tried to play and read the blitz accordingly. I audible the pass with more precision than a surgery. A flip flip, but not the nigga that you wanna cross. Put your finger in my face again, I rip the nail off. Fuck that, I'm on one. Bitch, I'm taking both thumbs. Text that other nigga now, tell him come and get some. I really thought we had something, no one else could take away. I go to work, you at the house partying like kid of play. Daggers had enough of that. Get your shit, you gotta go. You almost had a nigga fooled, I knew you was a silly hoe. Chasing after waterfalls, begging cause you ain't proud. Couldn't get a nigga's money, so you chose to fuck around. Bitch, I'm the president.
Whoa.
Now you just another nigga. You had Obama, mama. Now you go and get a John McCain. Just about to say I do, but now this shit would never be. So I'll just say goodbye and won't cry, cause I'm still a G.
I'm a G.
Till the day I die, and ain't a breezy in this world that can make me cry.
I'm still a G.
Two,
you know what I mean?
Motherfuckers
fly. You ain't come correct, you don't come at all. You know what I mean?
Motherfuckers fly.
I got time, but
you can't tell me till the day I die. And ain't a breezy in this world,
I mean,
that can make me cry.
Motherfuckers fly.
That's all you bring into the table. Motherfuckers fly. Cause I'm two motherfucking fly.
I'm out. Dagger.
So I understand you just got back from Iraq.
For real? Yo, what's it like?
What's it like? What I'm supposed to say to that? It was cool. There was bitches. Okay, there was bitches, but a lot of them had, you know, they was covered up in them curtains and stuff they be wearing. But I digress. It was war. It was war, basically. War. You know what that's like? Motherfucker like shooting. Bombs blowing up. And, you know, this scared me. It scared the out of me. Matter of fact, I myself over a dozen times and ran out of toilet paper after the second time. So you know what that meant, right? I had to use the thumb, man. It was kind of nasty. But, you know, the good thing about it was they stopped taking me out on patrol because my name became Snake Bomb. You know what I'm saying? They said, you know, I was giving away our position because of the smell. That was fine with me. You know what I'm saying? They wanted to leave me back. And I was like, well, y'all go ahead on, because I don't need y'all anyway. I'm rich, bitch.
With that shit to Radio Man, it's your girl, Miss Sweetie with X and B. And if you're listening to this, then you're tuned in to Bang Our Radio with your host, The Dagger, where we play music from independent artists from around the world. R&B, hip-hop, rap, doesn't matter, as long as it's independent. So make sure you're tuned in for West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights from 9 to 11, and Slash Sundays from 7 to 9. That's West Coast time. Bang out.
That's right, y'all. West, Dagger. L.A. West Coast all day, Bang Out Radio, and this is West Coast Wednesdays, Hub Nights. And like I said, if you've been chilling with me for at least the last 2 hours, I apologize that I haven't been on my what I want to call it. My I haven't been jolly. Let's call it that. I haven't been jolly and you know, all perky today. But hey, that's just how it is. Maybe it's a good thing nobody called me today, because I probably wouldn't be a good person to talk to at this point. But it's like I said, y'all. What I also realize is that, where do I want to go? Like I said, my mind jumbles around so much, I don't even know which direction I want to go in. But another problem that I do have, also, you know, like I said, the number one thing you got to do is you got to know what your own problems are before you can try to blame anybody else for anything. So let me, and since this is my show, we're going to talk about my problems, because I got issues. Another one of my problems, I believe, is it's hard for me to let go of the past. Now, here's what I mean by that. On an emotional tip, it's hard for me to let go of the past. If anybody has actually proven to me in any shape, way, or form that they really have cared about me or care about me or love me, you know, I'll put no quotation marks if you don't watch the video, I'll put no quotation marks, love me. It's hard for me to let that go, because I don't have a lot of people that do that, honestly. You know, I mean, outside of family, and even, you know, half my family, well, no, they all, we pretty tight, but even that had issues. You know, we had to, that came from somewhere, it's tainted, but we're not going to get into that. But it's there, but it was through a lot of trials and tribulations. But I, like I said, 30 years, there have been maybe, I could count on one hand, shit, I don't even need a whole hand, I think, you know, but very few out of everybody that Dagger had dealt with that really, truly, like, care for your boy, like had his back, 100%, no questions asked, no concerns, no problems. Now, when that happened, but it didn't last, obviously. I mean, I'm still working on certain situations, and I'm still working on the situation now. But it didn't last, it didn't pan out, it didn't work out. But there's still some kind of connection. There's still, you know, because you experience something together that you might not never experience with anybody else. I mean, or, you know, there's different combinations. I mean, you can care for this person, you can care for this person. You can do the same things with each person, but this person makes it feel this way and this person makes it feel this way, even though it's the same thing, which is weird. You know, that's confusing already right there, because if it's the same shit, then it doesn't matter where you get it from, right? But we all know that's not true. People show their love in different ways. People show their affection in different ways. People fuck in different ways. Nothing's actually the same. People might have the same attitude, same ideology about things, but nothing's exactly the same. And then the question always falls on, okay, we're back to wants and needs. Like, what do you want and what do you need? I'm a person that always goes off of needs. But people's needs are different. And then if your needs are different from whoever you're dealing with's needs are, and those needs conflict, there's going to be a problem. Or if all the needs are met, but then this person wants this or this or this, you know, that could cause a problem too. Maybe that's my problem. Maybe I don't want anything, because I don't want anything from anybody. All I really want, the only thing I really want is honesty. Be 100% with me. No matter what, off top, up front. That's all I ever want from anybody. Because, like I said, that's the realest in me. Because, like I said, I'd have been through it all. Like, nothing really anybody can say, tell me, or anything like that that's gonna fucking shock me. And if I ain't seen it personally, like I said, I got the internet. I be watching some sick shit. I've seen, like, nothing's going to shock me. It's like, you can talk to me. You can holler at me. We can get to the bottom of some things. We can figure it out. You know what I mean? We can make it a business arrangement. Like, there's I just don't know, you know, which way to go with that. And I don't know, and it's always harder because some people say that they're always happy just being by themselves. Like, you know what, I could just be by myself. That's what I may do. That would be funny, wouldn't it? You know, I go out in the middle of the desert somewhere. You know, I'm not going to go overseas or anything. But, like, go off in the desert somewhere, find me a nice mountain, you know, with a cave in it somewhere. You know, just go live in the cave for a year, only come out to do my show on Wednesdays and Sundays, and then go back in the cave. So, but then never shave or shower or anything, just be foul, just dirty. And then every time I come on the show and y'all see the video, just beard just getting longer, hair getting, you know, just not give a fuck. And y'all can just check in with me that way and see what the fuck. I mean, would that surprise anybody? Oh, man, I don't know what is wrong with me. I don't know what's wrong. But like I said before, I'm like a worker ant, I guess. Like, you know, if you ever done any kind of like psychology, what is it? The study of animals. I don't know the word right now, but y'all know what I'm talking about. When you study animals, you know that ants are like drones. You know, they just do shit. They know what they're supposed to do. They do it, and shit just goes on. The colony goes on. You know, reproduce. Queen's taken care of. They just do what the fuck they're supposed to do. Everybody has a job. They do that, and shit goes the way it's supposed to. That's kind of where I'm at right now. I know what I got to do. I know my immediate future. I know what's going to happen tonight, kind of. I know I'm going to work tomorrow. You know, going to work the rest of the week. That's going to happen. You know, these are things that I know are going to happen, but it's going to happen automatically. But it's all about choice. That's why it's the Matrix. That's what it really is. And a lot of people are plugged into it. And that's the cold part about it, because it always comes down to choice. Think about your life right now. Think about the choices you made. Those choices that you made lead you to where you're at now, wherever you are. That's why I can't blame nobody for anything going on with me, because of the choices that I fucking made. I even talked myself into certain situations just because. And that's the, like I said, that's the hardest part for me, is letting go, because I don't have a lot of people to hold on to, honestly. So when I know somebody cares, and they at least claim that they care, and they've showed me that they care, I don't want to lose that person in my life. Even if it's hard, because once I pass a certain point with somebody, there's no going back. You can't go backwards. I don't move backwards. I can only go forward. I could look backwards. I may even turn around, I may be stop, or I'll just stop and just be right there and just be fine. But no, I'm not going backwards. I can't do that. That's like flipping a light switch. I don't see how people do it. I don't understand how people do it with me, and it's crucial, it's crazy. Like I told y'all, it's okay, that is cool, he's cool, fun. Aw, shit, he's not like the rest of the niggas. Aw, shit, cool, love him. What the fuck? What's this? What's going on? I don't like this. Fuck you. Goodbye. And then later, you know, hey, what's up? How you doing? Everything cool? How you been? What the? that's another thing I don't get about that, too. When people say, you know, if you care about something, or you care about it so much or whatever, if you let it go, and if it comes back, then it was always meant to be. That's that optimism shit. Yeah, but there's a lot of things wrong with that. Like, number one, I don't understand how you got to leave in order to come back to appreciate something. That that doesn't make any sense to me. It's like you need to compare something to something else in order to see the value of something. When you haven't, it's like you haven't lived your life up to this point. And then two, like what if you come back with something you didn't leave with? Then what? Oh, now I gotta be cool with not only what happened with you, now whatever this new thing is. And that's asking a lot too. And then three, it's a waste of time. Why are we wasting time? If you feel at any point in time you might just want to come back or do some things or whatever at a later point or whatever, why even waste time? We could have been cool years ago. But on the real, though, and on the realism part, everybody, what I like to call, like, everybody, what I say is everybody blinks. That's what I call it, I'm blinking. Everybody blinks. You know, like when that light come on in somebody's head and you, like, click, and, you know, you blink. And then the little light bulb pops up, and then, you know, everything just makes sense. Everybody's light bulb comes on at a different time. And it's always, it's either a situation, maybe something that happens. It may be a conversation with somebody. You know, you may see something that may trigger it on TV or just in the actions, you know, the people you deal with. But there's a point when everybody blinks, like, and then that's the point that's so important, because it's like once you really blink and realize what's going on in your own life, what you want to do, the people you want to deal with, the people you want to be involved with, your future, your past. You know, once you get to that point where it all kind of just makes sense and you understand what you want, it's about then the scary part is it's like, okay, now how long has that been? Some people ain't even bleached yet. You know what I mean? There's old people. Y'all know some old cats or whatever that still ain't got it. There's something wrong with them. You know, 50, 60-year-olds, 40-year-olds just don't get it. You're still lost in the mix. Ladies, y'all too. Women, you know, especially y'all, because women are even more emotional than guys are. Like I said, I'm don't want nobody to think I'm a punk over here being emotional today on West Coast Wednesdays. Like I said, but I'm talking to y'all. Like, I'm being honest with y'all. We all go through this shit. And if you don't want to accept it, well, some of y'all don't. Some of y'all just be like, fuck feelings, period, right? Fuck relationships. Fuck it. That's all I'm doing is fucking. And then I'm getting on and doing what the fuck I got to do, right? That's cool, too. It's a lot of empty shit in that, though. Like I said, Dagger's been down that road, you know? But that's an empty road, too. I mean, it's fun when it's popping. It is. It be popping. I know. But there's always that downtime, y'all. There's always that downtime. And eventually you're going to get tired of just fucking random bitches. Trust me. Like I said, I'm not speaking for everybody. Like, maybe you, that's what you do. You'll always do that to the day you die. But it's like, You gotta just know what you want. You gotta blink, and I hope a lot of y'all start blinking a lot sooner than later. I was lucky enough to blink. When was my blink situation? Like I said, my dad made me blink at a very early age. You know, I thank him. Like I said, I told y'all my oldest stories is with my father, so I'm not gonna repeat that story right now because I don't want to go there. But my dad made me blink really early at how the world, you know, is gonna be. It may look good, it may sound good, but no, it's rough. It's rugged. It's raw. But, hey, I'm still alive. Yeah, I'm going to be happy about that. There's one smile. I'm going to smile. Okay, smile's gone. I'm back to being upset again. And and like I said, y'all, I don't know. I'm just moving. I'm moving. I'm working. And as long as I'm moving forward, it's like I always say, you're either going to ride with me or you're not. And if you're not, then that's your choice. Because regardless, I can't stop even if I wanted to. And I'm not going to. So, and I guess that's the strongest I could be about any situation, is that you can't let things stop you from doing the things that you know you need to do. And that goes for anybody. Do what makes you happy. Do what you feel is right. And fuck what anybody else got to say about it. All right? But this is being right. I'm trying to be positive. I'm not telling y'all to go out there if you feel it's right to go murder somebody, go murder somebody. Don't flip my words around so y'all know what the fuck I'm talking about, all right? Don't say Dagger said that. But let's get back into some music real quick, and we're going to let it roll like this. Like I said, y'all, we've been on some real, like, slow, kickback, relax shit tonight because that's just where I'm at right now. So trying to get my head around a few things, and I'm going to see if KD will help me out. All right, let's go.
Thank you. like a pair of skates. She came through, shut it down, must have heard Drake. Mac game at its best, call it 4-4. Traded my old for the new Blackberry tour. She seeing shots of that ass when it's tooted up. I text back, girl, when you gon' let me fuck? And then she got body like Sheree, and I'ma head straight to the A. Fly shit top down while we twist gray. Get her in the mood to get lower than a snake. I like Don Julio, she love Rosé. She love Sky Ball, she know it ain't fake. She put it in my pocket, then I put it in her face. Quick to get it poppin', my tell me how it tastes. She love it when I stand up, way up in it. Take time with her body, break it all in it. Break it when I'm gone, she can see it so vivid. Give me all your love, baby, don't be timid. Girl, you gon' get it. Help me to the finish. Cause you gon' get it. Get my Rick Ross on. Cause I'm gon' win a call. Alicia, Carrie, I just met Renee. I'm Kiki, a red bone, she stayed around the way. But it's you, I envision, cutting with precision. Get your love locked down like Kanye Chris. Might sound like I'm stuck on myself. Girl, listen. Seems like I'm spotting the model, but I'm dead. Got my Blackberry filled with fate of many women. All women, short, petite, and tall women. Even though I crack them all like coal, I'm not spending very much time. Cause lack on the grind, and you first on my mind. Then I start dying. Flashbacks of the freaky things got me smiling. You special like a slow kid. I'm fucking with nut busting so explosive. You get the pitch. Yeah, I could've called Veronica, Tina, and Kim, but instead I called you. I beat through round 10. Cause she love it when I stand up, way up in it. Take time with her body, break it all in it. Break it when I'm gone, she can see it so vivid. Give me all your love, baby, don't be timid. Girl, you gon' get it. Help me to the finish. Cause you gon' get it. Get my Rick Ross on, cause I'm gon' whip it.
Yeah. Oh, you ain't know. It's for you. Yeah. What? You thought I was lying? You thought I was gonna make this? Yeah, come on. My name is Jay Mills. Bad little mama. I met her on the net, and little mama is a problem. The problem is she hotter than any fire. She said she wanna meet him and find out what type of guy he is. Late text on the phone sex, and she said she's sending me a pic, and I hope that they all naked. Cause I don't get to see her much. I'ma just be honest, I ain't never even seen her once. Long distance relations, all this damn waiting. But I'ma be patient. The longer I wait, the harder it gets. But understand when we meet, you my woman, that's it. Cause all this play shit really ain't feeling the same. A different girl every week, none sharing my name. I need a woman who is nice and is ready for change. And when we finally meet, then I'm leaving the game. Your Facebook, Twitter, you know I had to get her. She said she got a man, but I don't care who's with her. Your boy is too smooth with it. Your boy is too smooth with it. Facebook, Twitter, you know I had to get her. Say she got a man, but I don't care who was with her. Your boy is too smooth with it. Your boy is too smooth with it.
She a light skinned thing, sweet like some peaches and cream. Met her on the net, baby, straight digging on me. With the instant lead, 7 digits throwing to me. Her name is Honey Baby, something like the queen should be. So amazing, and she looking good, brown sugar. Your boy's too silly, got me now, watch me get her. Me and my cousin Tay, something like Big and Jigger. Your boy too smooth, she went from this internet.
Facebook, Twitter,
you know I had to get her. You said you have a man, but I don't care who is with her. And your boy that smooth with it, I know I'm too cool for it. But I ain't trippin' no, cause bad bitches come and go. Honey so sick with it, but she got a dope flow. And I ain't trippin' no, cause bad bitches come and go. Honey so sick with it, and she got a dope flow.
Facebook, Twitter, you know I had to get her. She said she got a man, but I don't care who's with her. Your boy is too smooth with it. Your boy is too smooth with it. Facebook, Twitter, you know I had to get her. She said she got a man, but I don't care who was with her. Your boy is too smooth with it.
Yeah. Your boy is too smooth, tattoos and all. Even with your flaws, I can get you through it all. You headed out to college now, no mama, I'm proud of you. Just know that anytime you cry, you know that I smile for you.
Stop the water pipe, girl, let me dry your eyes. You know every time I come around, your heart smiles. You're the Sony to my station, let's play around. Maybe for a little bit better on the cam.
Light skin, 5'7", she that model type. I'm talking cold body shape and her mind is right. Baby, for the night, we should hop up on the Skype. You know I'm nasty, so I'm thinking showing you the pipe.
Showing you the pipe, wow. Dreams come to life. Pain makes the pleasure, so the passion lasting all night. Want to get nasty, so I show the pipe on the Skype and tell your brain. Beautiful frame, honey cocaine, I'm at her from
Facebook, Twitter, you know I had to get her. She said she got a man, but I don't care who was with her. Your boy is too smooth with it. Your boy is too smooth with it. Facebook, Twitter, you know I had to get her. She said she got a man, but I don't care who was with her. Your boy is too smooth with it. Your boy is too smooth with it.
Yeah, y'all, we back. We just going to jump into it because, you know, we about to end off the show this Wednesday. Hold on real quick. And, of course, you know this is West Coast Wednesdays, Hump Nights. You got the Dagger, L.A. West Coast all day. We're about to close it out. And like I said, I know I said a lot of shit tonight. And since it was only me, you know, it feels like one of my very first or second shows where didn't nobody know about me. But also at the same time, it's kind of cool because, you know, I'm the type of person that I pay attention to the signs, you know. It's like, I guess I just needed to just talk tonight. So I was able to do that. I didn't have to entertain anybody. I didn't have to pretend to be nice. I was able to just talk. So that was a good thing because I really needed to do that. And despite anything I've said, like I said, you can either agree with me, you can disagree with me, you can ride with me, you can say, fuck you, you don't know what you're talking about. And I want to say this to anybody who's hearing my voice right now or anybody that may watch this video that's recorded. If you're happy, whatever you're doing, if you're happy with yourself and whatever you're doing, whatever that may be happy. Fuck what anybody else got to say. And I mean that. Just because you do got to be in it to win it. And if you don't put yourself in certain situations to at least try to be happy, then you never will be. And like I said, you don't want to be like me. Remember the motto, be better than me, be better than Dagger. So if you're happy, be happy. Don't let your friends come between that. Don't let your family come between that. If you're happy being by yourself, then fuck it. Ride alone. Do what you got to do for yourself. If you're happy with the person you with, be happy with that person. Don't let anybody else fuck that up. You know, if you're, you know what I mean? So even y'all ladies, shit, if you a hoe, unless you're happy being a hoe, fucking be the best fucking hoe you can be. All right? Get all the niggas' money. Like, just do what you got to do, y'all. Like, I don't know how much more simple to make that because there's a lot of craziness going on in the world. There's a lot of people doing some shit. There's a lot of foulness going on, and you just never know what's going to happen. So at least if shit's going to be bad, at least let it be happy before it gets bad. So you got something to remember. So, you know, you got some good times to recall on. So you got at least something positive you can look back on because, again, you don't want to be nothing like me. Nothing like me. Not a lot of happy memories. Not a lot of smiles. You know, not a lot. But again, I'm not complaining. Not looking for no sympathy. I'm okay. I'm not gonna wild out and do what everybody thinks I'm gonna do. Like, oh man. But that's why I also try to do my best. Like I said, to make sure I smile. Try to make other people smile. Try to make sure I keep smiles on people's faces. Try to make sure other people are at least happy because at least then I know I did something. And like I said, if I can't help myself or can't nobody help me, that doesn't give me the right to not make other people happy the best way that I can. like I said, which is why I do this show. Like I said, y'all gotta realize I'm not getting paid for this. You know, just like y'all, I could be doing other shit for this 2 hours. I'll probably be doing some dumb shit, but I mean, like I said, it gives me a chance to talk, to you know, to holler at real people, to get some shit off my chest, to hear y'all opinions on stuff, to make sure I'm not the only crazy person in the world, or maybe I am the most fucked up person in the world. I get to play independent music. Like I said, I don't like that radio shit, and I hate it because, like I said, it fucking work. I gotta, you know, the person that I work with in my office with me, she cool and everything, don't get me wrong, but she listens to the radio all day, and like KJLH and who's the white boy that does Ryan Seacrest, Ryan's Roses and shit. I gotta hear this shit all day. I can't stand that fucking radio. Can't wait to get off of work. So y'all give me something to do, and it's positive and it's a good thing, and I thank y'all for that, because like I said, they don't tell me what I'll be doing. But also at the same time, I have to apologize because y'all deserve better for me as well. This show should be a lot better, you know. And this is my fault because, like I said, I'm a lazy motherfucker. Not like super lazy, but like I said, I get off of work about 7 o'clock. My show starts at 9. I'm glad I got the show set up, but, you know, I don't promote for the show or anything like that. So, like, damn, they're 8:45. Like, what kind of shit is that? So... You know, you guys deserve, you know, more cartoons, more commercials, you know, sound effects, shit like that. I'm gonna try to get it all together. Like I said, I'm trying. I need better equipment, like I keep saying. Y'all deserve better for me. I deserve better for myself. But we're gonna get there, y'all. Kicking, screaming, hooting, hollering. We're gonna make it. So bottom line is, I guess, if you're gonna roll with me, then roll with me. Like I said, I treat my life like I treat this radio show, I guess. You either with it or you not. You either going to bang out or you not. Don't half-ass it. Don't be in the middle of some shit. You know, pick a side and make sure you stick by your decision. All right? So, Dagger's banging out. Like I said, I want to thank y'all for being here. This West Coast Wednesdays has been a long night. I know. I'm sorry if I downplayed the whole show. But, again, I got to let some shit out sometimes, y'all. So. Working with me and hanging with me. Remember, if you want to ever email me, get in contact with me, dagger.bangoutradio@gmail.com. You know, check out the YouTube page. I'm going to be posting that up. You know, I'm trying to load up my, get my YouTube cracking. All right. We'll be right. I'll be back with you guys on Sunday, you know, from 7 to 9 on Slap Sunday. So hopefully I'll be in a better mode. I have some weed and some drink. You know, I'll be a little bit more amped up. But, yeah, I was just lost in my mind today, and I hope y'all enjoyed y'all trip with me. So, and then next Wednesday, same spot, 9 to 11, you know, Dagger's New Beauty. I should have a new beauty next week. And like I said, I'll be a little bit more amped up, y'all. The gray skies can't last forever, or can they? I don't know. We'll have to figure it out. But all right, y'all, we're going to smoke, do the smoke session, and we're going to ride out with that. Although I won't be smoking, I'll let y'all smoke in my honor. So make sure you smoke one with your boy or for your boy, wherever y'all at. And this is the smoke session. We'll see y'all on West Coast Wednesdays next week, 9 to 11, Bang Out Radio.
I like drugs. Take me down. Cocaine, ecstasy, I like drugs. CSB. Ciato. Got weed, let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro.
Looking for the kush. Who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week. Hey. CA, motherfucking look. On the block blowing trees like a Mexican. Inked up in the swag nice like a reverend. Yeah. Let me get stack of the cush, never stressing it. And the bitch only for the neck like a necklace. Get her hot, now she want to touch. Affectionate. Heat it up, make her turn red. Embarrassment. Left bitch, look for the green. Cannabis. Burn the tuck, leave full of dots like leprechaun. Messages ain't about green, I don't mess with. Blowing trees, MOB, etc. Hitting up the homie cause I know that he on deck with it. And just because I know him, he gon' hit me with some extra shit. Medical, roll it in the Camry, box. Get a chick, kinda like convertible, copper. Monday through Monday, blow tree school every day. But that don't mean I can't smoke weed.
Pass me the swisher, nigga.
Love. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Hey day rolling up the grams, bro. Looking for the kush, who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week.
AC, nigga. She ate, bruh.
King hat shades black trying to get to me. That leprechaun shit, I'm talking green like the leprosy. Eyes red from that purple and it still won't get the best of me.
Nope.
Turtle feet, I'm moving slow, but still nobody catching me. CA, smoke it till it's gone. After that, get some oat, then drop, get your own. Holla at me if you need it. Get the switches from the stove. Fuck papers, it's a rap. Can't see me cause I'm a ghost, now I'm on rap. Girl in front of me talking fast like an action loud. Packing a fist of what she's saying, sound like nothing. I told her pump her brakes and take a break. You smell that ganja. 5 minutes later, my eyes red again like a lobster. Proper, I'm talking that medical like a doctor. Possibly have her seeing red, yellow, green like a roster. Marley, I'm hot like the cherry, so you can't catch me. I'm not trying to give it, especially if you don't smoke weed, nigga. So don't say shit unless it's
got weed, let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro. Got weed, let's smoke. Every day rolling up the grams, bro. Looking for the kush, who got weed? Weed man about to make a stack off me. Cause I want two, she want three. Whole clique about to be turned all week. Hey.